from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We have news from the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. And I guess I'm partly to blame because I vote. I'm on the panel. And
or to be thanked.
Or to be thanked. And I also then get to serve as one of the MCs, usually with Wolo and Jarvis. Jarvis may have to recuse himself this year for reasons that we're going to get to. But he's here, the 2024 Memphis Sports Hall of Fame inductees. Now, mind you, there's some rule, I don't know what it is, about how long you have to be retired, 5 years or something. So if you're saying some of these names, like, why aren't they already in it? It could be there's a waiting period, right? So, already in it, for example, included are Larry Finch, of course, Penny Hardaway, Jerry Lawler, Tim McCarver, Cindy Parlow, Cohn, Elliot Perry, D'Angelo Williams, Allie Prescott, Hubie Brown, Michael Heisley, Nicky McCray, Rochelle Stevens. Those are some of the ones who are already in the Hall of Fame. This year's class includes Zach Randolph. Got any problem with that?
Not at all.
He should be in the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
Very clearly. What's going to be interesting is, and as someone who's on the panel, it was just like in the top 25 that the Daily Memphian did of greatest athletes. How heavily is all of this going to be weighted to Grizzlies and Memphis Tiger men's basketball in particular, right?
Right, versus Memphians, yeah.
Yeah, versus basically everything else.
Right.
Okay. Reggie White. Got any problem with Reggie White?
Absolutely not.
Was it just 1 year? He obviously played for the Showboats, became an all-timer. Listen, one of my rules on voting is if they are in the actual sports Hall of Fame, if they're in the Hall of Fame of their sport, I think we can go ahead and put them in the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. The only question is whether there's enough connection. Like, we're not going to put Will Chamberlain in the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame because no real connection. But if you have a connection, a legitimate connection to Memphis, and you are already in your actual sports Hall of Fame, seems to me like a no-brainer. Zach Randolph, no-brainer. Reggie, not because he's in the...
Two seasons for Reggie in the USFL.
Reggie White,
Showboats.
No-brainer with the Showboats. And then the aforementioned Jarvis Greer, Jarvo. How about that?
As we said last week, the man is just crushing retirement.
He is absolutely... Well, the great thing is like he's going... He went to Paris for the Olympics, right?
Yes.
And then he still does Memphis Tiger football.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got retirement, but he's still making a contribution.
And he's got Grizzbeat.
Earn a little coin. He's got Grizzbeat over Grind City Media. So he's doing stuff still, but not such that it gets in his way of enjoying life. And then he's in the Hall of Fame while he's still alive. I'm well alive, by
That's
the way.
That's a big one.
He's very alive.
Yes.
Like, I'm not even seemingly close to not being alive. Like, he's... Well, there are some who make it later.
Reggie White's not alive.
Well, you point that out, but I can't dispute that.
Uh-huh.
Reggie White is not alive. In fact, the next person on the list, Dick Fadgin, is not alive. Dick Fadgin is the legendary swimming coach from Memphis, most recently, Gabrielle Rose, who was an Olympian, she trained under Dick Fadgin, but he was a legendary swim coach with the Memphis Tiger Swim Club. And really... the father of swimming, whatever. Like, they were swimming before him in Memphis, but Dick Fadgin, legendary Memphis swim coach. Andre Turner. How about that? Now, there's one you could say, why wasn't Andre Turner in before, right? And I think some of the reason there is you can't have all Memphis Tigers every year, right? And so if you go down the list of notable Memphis Tigers, you start with Larry and Ronnie, right? And you get to Elliott, and Penny, right?
Yep.
And then at some point, then you say, all right, now we're going to get to, we had Keith Lee already, I'm sure.
We did.
Keith Lee.
I want to say that was the one that was at AutoZone, maybe. The yeah. ceremony.
They've had some really lovely ceremonies at AutoZone Park. So now Andre Turner gets his turn as he returns to Memphis to be on the Memphis staff.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Andy Roberts, who was the great racquetball player. Are you familiar with his
work?
Not
familiar with his work.
Google Andy Roberts racquetball, and you will see that he fits the aforementioned criteria that I outlined earlier, which is in his sports hall of fame. He is in his sports hall of fame.
And the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame.
And yes, but he's in the racquetball hall of fame. There's not a lot of greater racquetball players than Andy Roberts. What do you see? Does it pop up?
A native and current resident of Memphis, Andy Roberts has created an international name for himself in the world of racquetball. He climbed the ranks to become one of the most dominant professional racquetball players of the 1990s. His career has spanned three decades, and his honors have been impressive, to say the least. Roberts worked his way up through the junior ranks and earned a racquetball scholarship to the University of Memphis. While there, his three singles and two doubles crowns helped Memphis win two national intercollegiate championships.
I have a question about where right now, if you were going to go play racquetball in Memphis, and I mean, I know they used to have racquetball courts at the tennis, at the tennis club, right?
Racquet club.
At the racquet
club. Yeah. Well, I mean, when you said where you could play, just at a country club.
Do they all have racquetball courts?
I don't know if they still, the ones at Colonial are no longer, we used to have racquetball.
It seems to me like racquetball. Last week when we were talking about potatoes, in a very memorable segment, we were talking about potato skins.
Mm-hmm.
And the potato skins had a moment of ascendancy, right? They were on the rise, loaded potato skins.
Oh, yeah.
And it feels like potato skins have...
I don't hate this take.
Faded, right?
What has happened?
I think
what has happened to the potato skin has happened to racquetball. I'm fine with that.
And in the same way that potato skins has been outstripped by chicken wings, but then there's also things that have come along. What else? Give me something else. Popcorn shrimp, whatever. Along comes racquetball. Along comes.
I'm not sure popcorn shrimp's the answer. Okay,
what's the answer?
Keep going.
Along comes pickleball.
Yeah,
as a secondary, and hell, pickleball may be a primary racket sport. As a secondary racket sport to tennis, well, now there's pickleball. Racquetball, squash is, again, very niche. And then there's padel. Is that what it's called? Padel? You heard of that?
No.
You haven't heard of that. That's
squash is the only other. My buddy Michael writes in, the JCC has racquetball, and then the Germantown Center also has racquetball courts.
Anyway, Andy Roberts going to be in the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. Bobby Bingo Smith, of course, legendary high school player here. And it was the fact that he was really not permitted to go to the University of Memphis, ended up at Tulsa, then had a career, NBA career with the Cavs, that sort of was paved the way. And honestly, the fact that Memphis didn't want Bobby Bingo Smith is one of the reasons that when Larry Finch decided to go to Memphis, there were some in the African-American community who were outraged because they were still ticked off, justifiably so, by the way, about the treatment of Bobby Bingo Smith. And then Regina Street is the other inductee in terms of the athletes and coaches. She is a former Lady Tiger, and I think still maybe all-time leading rebounder. So third leading scorer, maybe. Memphis Tiger, great don't know when. I think before my time, honestly. Before my time, I got here in 96. Regina Street, still one of the all-time leading rebounders and scorers for the Lady Tigers. Prep coach honorees, Robert Newman and Jim Hines. We have a special category for prep coaches. And the John Stamm J.J. Ganazzo Legacy Award goes to Ken Bennett. Ken Bennett, who has done so much great stuff in the community, using sports, at least in part, to leverage to help kids, basically.
Absolutely.
And so that is your Memphis Sports Hall of Fame, the candidates for the class. 24.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.